KANU and KANUHD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANHHD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANVHD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next, latest news from NPR and KPR. Forecast for today, patchy morning fog, then mostly cloudy, then becoming sunny. High temperatures near 84. Good chance some showers and thunderstorms move in tonight. More details in the forecast coming right up. It's 6 o'clock.
Good morning. The Food Research and Access Center.
The National Food Insecurity Survey is a critical, reliable data source that shows how many families in America struggle to put food on the table.
The last report will be published by the Trump administration in October using data from 2024, according to the Associated Press. Jordan Marie Smith, NPR News.
This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A man is in custody after threatening to burn down an apartment building in Topeka Sunday afternoon. Witnesses told WIBW-TV the man poured gasoline on the steps inside the building on Northeast Wabash Avenue and threatened to set it on fire. Tenants evacuated the building before police went inside and arrested the man. No injuries or fire reported. The suspect faces charges of attempted aggravated arson. Kansas officials say rattlesnakes and other venomous snakes could be more visible at areas like lakes and state parks due to heavy rains and flooding this year. Daniel Caudill reports.
The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks says flooding can push some of the vipers out of their usual habitats. Most snakes in Kansas are non-venomous, and officials say snake bites are rarely fatal with proper treatment. Charlie Cope is a wildlife biologist with the department. He offered some advice for those who do get bit.
Don't cut it. You know, don't put a tourniquet around it, anything tied around it. You may want to wrap it lightly, cover it lightly, and if you can wash it off with soap and water, you want to call 911 the first thing.
The department also says those who get bit should stay calm to slow the spread of venom and avoid driving themselves if possible. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill in Wichita.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is trying to clear mud out of Turtle Creek Lake near Manhattan to free up space for water storage. Over the decades, mud from upstream has swallowed half the lake's storage capacity. Yet this lake is critical to northeast Kansas cities in times of drought. Laura Totten is with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. She outlined the challenge in a recent presentation.
This is really for the public and to try to maintain that water source for future generations. Leave a legacy that's positive for our children and grandchildren.
Engineers are running a 10-day test of a new approach to lake dredging. They're using water jets to loosen mud on the lake bottom. They hope the mud will slide toward the dam and out its gates. The Kansas City Chiefs defeated the New York Giants last night, 22-9, their first victory of the 2025 season. Greg Eklund has more.
The Chiefs never trailed in the game, but didn't score their first touchdown until the third quarter. Wide receiver Tyquan Thornton caught a 5-yard scoring pass from quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Then Thornton caught a 33-yard pass to the Giants' 1-yard line and set up the game's final touchdown.
I mean, I knew what I could do, you know, and by this team taking a chance on me and Pat giving me the opportunity to go out there and make plays, you know, just proving myself right.
Thornton is in his fourth NFL season after the Chiefs picked him up from New England last year. The Chiefs will be back at Arrowhead Stadium next Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens. I'm Greg Eklund.
Royals got beat by the Blue Jays yesterday, by the way, 8-5. Forecast for today, patchy morning fog, otherwise mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny. High temperatures near 84 degrees. Tonight, a good chance we'll see some showers and thunderstorms. They will move into the area later at night. Increasing clouds, lows overnight around 65 degrees. Tomorrow, there's an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms, with highs tomorrow a little cooler, just near 74. In Lawrence right now, it's mostly cloudy, 62 degrees. The time, 7 minutes after 6.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. A reporter at The Bulwark, thank you for joining us and thank you for your insights.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up, a Federal Trade Commission lawsuit against tech giant Amazon goes to trial today.
The FTC says Amazon tricked tens of millions of people into the recurring Prime membership and then made people jump through too many hoops to cancel subscriptions.
More details on this case and what to expect in the courtroom coming up in about 15 minutes.
KPR listeners are engaged in their communities and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Some patchy fog this morning, then mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny this afternoon with a high temperature near 84 degrees. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially late in the evening. Increasing clouds, low around 65. Tomorrow, there's an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Cooler, though, highs tomorrow near 74. In Lawrence right now, mostly cloudy, 62 degrees.
I'm Tim Franks, host of BBC NewsHour. Coming up today, more countries are expected to recognize the state of Palestine. But to what end? Airports across Europe hit by a cyber attack. And the lost book of Virginia Woolf. How does it read?
The BBC News Hour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Serving as a Rorschach test about Ye and his relationship to America and America's relationship to him.
That's Nico Ballesteros. He's the director of a new documentary about Kanye West, who's now known as Ye. It's called In Whose Name. Nico Ballesteros, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
I am a God, even though I'm a man of God. My whole life in the hand of God. Y'all better quit playing with God.
This is NPR News.
Moments after Charlie Kirk was shot on a Utah campus, graphic videos of his killing spread widely online.
Social media rewards this kind of extreme content. People aren't just sharing it, they are making money off of it. They're gaining followers off of it.
I'm Elsa Chang. The emotional and political toll of exposure to violent imagery on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom. Forecast for today, patchy morning fog, then mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high temperature this afternoon near 84 degrees. Tonight, though, good chance of rain. Tomorrow, an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms. In Lawrence right now, partly cloudy, 63 degrees. The time is 6:30.
Opponents, but admitted, he does. And at times, Trump pivoted to current politics when remembering Kirk.
One of the last things he said to me is, please, sir, save Chicago. We're going to do that.
Other speakers included Vice President J.D. Vance, Donald Trump Jr., and Kirk's widow, Erica, who forgave her husband's alleged assassin. Luke Garrett, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Demonstrators picketed outside Wichita's ABC affiliate on Sunday to protest the network suspension of late-night talk show host Jimmy Kimmel. The affiliate, KAKE, carried the program but is not owned by ABC and was not involved in that decision. One of the protesters told KWCH the network caved into pressure by the government. Some protesters carried signs saying, ABC, always be constitutional. Kimmel was suspended by ABC and its parent company, Disney, after pressure from the FCC, following comments he made on air about the death of Charlie Kirk. Mud is swallowing Tuttle Creek Lake near Manhattan, so the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is testing underwater dredging Celia Yopis-Jepson reports.
The Tuttle Dam was completed in 1962. Since then, mud from upstream has eaten up half of the lake's water storage capacity. That storage is critical to Northeast Kansas cities for drought years. The Corps of Engineers is using water jets to loosen mud on the bottom of Tuttle Reservoir. This method has never been tried on a lake. Engineers hope the mud will slide along the lake bed and out of the dam's gates. They're conducting a 10-day pilot run and will test the method again next spring and summer. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
Kansas officials say people should watch out for rattlesnakes at outdoor areas like lakes and state parks. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks says some of the vipers may have been pushed out of their usual habits this year due to flooding. Charlie Cope is a wildlife biologist with the department. He says people who encounter a rattlesnake should stay calm and avoid it.
The other side is that people want adrenaline rush. They want to get up and take pictures of it, et cetera. And so we tell people to be cautious.
Most snakes in Kansas are non-venomous, and officials say snake bites are rarely fatal with proper treatment. The department says anyone who gets bitten by a snake should call 911 or get quickly to a hospital and avoid driving themselves. Weather forecast for today, patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny this afternoon with a high temperature near 84 degrees. Tonight, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows around 65. Tomorrow, there's an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Cooler, though, highs tomorrow around 74. In Lawrence right now, partly cloudy, 63 degrees, the time, 6:34.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Still ahead on Morning Edition, Tangier Island in Virginia, one of the last inhabited islands in the Chesapeake Bay, is under threat from rising sea levels and climate change. We'll go there and find out what's happening in about 10 minutes. Royals got beat by the Blue Jays yesterday, 8-5. They are off today, fly to California to play the Angels in a three-game series that begins tomorrow night. Weather forecast for today, patchy morning fog as usual, otherwise mostly cloudy, then becoming gradually becoming sunny in the afternoon with a high temperature near 84 degrees. Tonight, some showers move in, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, increasing clouds with a low around 65. Tomorrow, there's an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow, a little cooler, near 74. Basically, a cool front is moving in, bringing with it some rain, but also lower temperatures. In Lawrence right now, partly cloudy, 63 degrees. Topeka, partly cloudy, 63 degrees. The time is 6:44.
Every day, NPR goes straight to the news source, whether
NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Good morning. Glad you're with us for Morning Edition. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show today with your classical friend Cordelia Brown, the Aglow Trio, a Kansas group, will play Madeline Dring's Trio for Flute, Oboe, and Piano. Other new music by Michael Tork and Carter Pan, plus George Gershwin and Florence Price. That's all coming up on the Classical Morning Show. Begins right after the news at 9 o'clock, goes until 12. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Look out for some patchy fog this morning as usual, otherwise mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny this afternoon with a high temperature near 84 degrees. Tonight, some clouds move in, So does the chance of showers and thunderstorms. A 30% chance of precipitation overnight. Lows around 65. Tomorrow, there's an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Cooler temps, though. Highs tomorrow near 74. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy, 63 degrees. It's 9 before 7.
On things like snorkeling reefs and bird sanctuaries.
So just remember, where there's risk, there's also reward. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Leila Fadel.
Become a KPR sponsor and your business can harness the trust and credibility of public radio. 82% of listeners take action because of an announcement heard on NPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or ask your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. It's 7 o'clock.
Good morning.
Tied up in broader frictions that have dogged U.S.-China relations. John Ruich, NPR News.
The president has extended the deadline for TikTok's Chinese parent company to sell the video app, as required by Congress, several times. The government of Turkey says it has canceled some retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. That comes ahead of a meeting this week between the Turkish president and President Trump. From Istanbul, Duri Buskerin reports.
The now-canceled tariffs over imports like passenger cars, sunscreen, and fruit had been in place since 2018. That's when Turkey retaliated against U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum enacted during the first Trump administration. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is scheduled to meet with President Trump on Thursday. They're expected to finalize trade and military deals. Back in August, the U.S. set a tariff rate of 15% on all Turkish imports. Turkey, however, did not retaliate. For NPR News, I'm Derya Buskerin, Istanbul.
You're listening to NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A man is in custody after threatening to burn down an apartment building in Topeka Sunday afternoon. Witnesses told WIBW-TV the man poured gasoline on the steps inside the building on Northeast Wabash Avenue and threatened to set it on fire. Tenants evacuated before police went inside and arrested the man. No injuries or fire were reported. The suspect faces charges of attempted aggravated arson. Kansas officials say rattlesnakes and other venomous snakes could be more visible at areas like lakes and state parks due to heavy rains and flooding this year. Daniel Caudill explains.
The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks says flooding can push some of the vipers out of their usual habitats. Most snakes in Kansas are non-venomous, and officials say snake bites are rarely fatal with proper treatment. Charlie Cope is a wildlife biologist with the department. He offered some advice for those who do get bit.
Don't cut it. You know, don't put a tourniquet around it, anything tight around it. You may want to wrap it lightly, cover it lightly, and if you can wash it off with soap and water, you want to call 911 the first thing.
The department also says those who get bit should stay calm to slow the spread of venom and avoid driving themselves if possible. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill in Wichita.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is trying to clear mud out of Tuttle Creek Lake near Manhattan to free up space for water storage. Over the decades, mud from upstream has swallowed half the lake's storage capacity. The lake is critical to northeast Kansas cities in times of drought. Laura Totten is with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
This is really for the public and to try to maintain that water source for future generations. Leave a legacy that's positive for our children and grandchildren.
Engineers are running a 10-day test of a new approach to lake dredging. They're using water jets to loosen mud on the lake bottom. They hope the mud will slide toward the dam and out its gates. A landmark in Salina is up for sale. The Prescott Foley Mansion on West Prescott Avenue is a 4,500-square-foot home that was built in 1884. It's listed on the National Register of Historic Places. The dark red mansion has 6 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms and sits on just over an acre. KWCH reports the mansion has been owned by the Foley family since the 1950s. The listing price is $444,000. Weather forecast for today, some fog this morning, otherwise partly sunny to sunny skies with a high temperature near 84 degrees. Tonight, some rain moves in, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, increasing clouds with a low around 65. Tomorrow, there's an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Cooler, though, highs tomorrow around 74 degrees. In Lawrence at the moment, mostly cloudy, 63. Topeka, partly cloudy, 62 degrees. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. It's 7:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Imagination Movers. The children's music group is seen on Disney Plus, Saturday, October 18th, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Still ahead, several Western nations have formally recognized Palestine as a sovereign state. The Palestinian Authority says it's an important step.
It's a recognition of the rights of the Palestinian people to self-determination.
But the war in Gaza has dampened the urge to celebrate. More in about 15 minutes on Morning Edition. Latest forecast from the National Weather Service calling for some morning fog. Otherwise, partly sunny to sunny today with a high temperature this afternoon near 84. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, increasing clouds with a low around 65. Tomorrow, there's an 80% chance we'll see showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow, cooler, only around 74 degrees. In Lawrence right now, mostly cloudy, 63. Topeka, partly cloudy and 62 degrees.
I'm Tim Franks, host of BBC NewsHour. Coming up today, more countries are expected to recognize the state of Palestine. But to what end? Airports across Europe hit by a cyber attack. And the lost book of Virginia Woolf. How does it read?
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock. That's right after Morning Edition on KPR 2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR.
I'd want this, he says. Nobody. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, Washington, D.C.
This is NPR News.
Moments after Charlie Kirk was shot on a Utah campus, graphic videos of his killing spread widely online.
Social media rewards this kind of extreme content. People aren't just sharing it, they are making money off of it. They're gaining followers off of it.
I'm Elsa Chang. The emotional and political toll of exposure to violent imagery on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered comes your way this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, from 3 to 7 on KPR. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, morning fog. Otherwise, partly sunny to sunny skies with a high temperature near 84 degrees. Tonight, rain moves in, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows overnight around 65 degrees. In Lawrence right now, partly cloudy, 62. The time is 7:30.
Live from NPR, talks with Chinese officials. The top Democrat on the Armed Services Committee, Adam Smith of Washington State, organized the trip, noting it's the first such visit by House members in 6 years.
And we feel strongly that there should be more frequent visits and more robust conversation. We want to open up the lines of communication.
Late last week, President Trump spoke with China's President Xi Jinping to finalize an agreement to allow TikTok to continue operating in the U.S. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Demonstrators picketed outside Wichita's ABC affiliate on Sunday to protest the network's suspension of late-night talk show host Jimmy Kimmel. The affiliate, KAKE, carried the program but is not owned by ABC and was not involved in that decision. One of the protesters told KWCH the network caved into pressure by the government. Kimmel was suspended by ABC and its parent company, Disney, after pressure from the FCC following comments Kimmel made on air about the death of Charlie Kirk. Mud is swallowing Tuttle Creek Lake near Manhattan, so the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is testing underwater dredging, Celia Yopis Jepson reports.
The Tuttle Dam was completed in 1962. Since then, mud from upstream has eaten up half of the lake's water storage capacity. That storage is critical to Northeast Kansas cities for drought years. The Corps of Engineers is using water jets to loosen mud on the bottom of Tuttle Reservoir. This method has never been tried on a lake. Engineers hope the mud will slide along the lake bed and out of the dam's gates. They're conducting a 10-day pilot run and will test the method again next spring and summer. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson.
Kansas officials say people should watch out for rattlesnakes at outdoor areas like lakes and state parks. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks says some of the vipers may have been pushed out of their usual habitats this year due to flooding. Charlie Cope is a wildlife biologist with the department. He says people who encounter a rattlesnake should stay calm and avoid it.
The other side is that people want adrenaline rush. They want to get up and take pictures of it, etc. And so we tell people to be cautious.
Most snakes in Kansas are non-venomous, and officials say snake bites are rarely fatal with proper treatment. Weather forecast for today, morning fog, otherwise partly sunny to sunny skies with a high temperature this afternoon near 84 degrees, calm wind becoming south around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tonight, a cold front moves in, bringing with it a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows overnight around 65. Tomorrow, there's an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Cooler, though, high temperatures tomorrow, only around 74 degrees. In Lawrence right now, partly cloudy, 62 degrees. The time is 7:34.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
And from in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up, all the major stock indexes hit record highs last week after the Federal Reserve cut interest rates for the first time since December. So what do all these highs tell us about investor confidence? You might be surprised. You might not. Find out. 10 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from Ashley Davis, announcing the release show of her new album, Songs I Was Raised On, featuring 18 covers of 1960s and 70s folk classics. Saturday, September 27, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Tickets at libertyhall.net.
Forecast calls for morning fog, otherwise partly sunny to sunny today with a high temperature near 84 degrees. National Weather Service says a few strong to severe thunderstorms are possible this evening and into tonight. Damaging wind gusts and small hail will be the main hazards. Overnight lows around 65 degrees. Tomorrow there's an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow near 74. The time is 7:44.
Hey, it's MRT.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra presenting Autumn Romance for Strings, Friday, September 26, 7:30 p.m. at Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral in KCMO. Tickets and details at kcchamberorchestra.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Coming up in 10 minutes, latest news from NPR in the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia, the Aglow Trio, a Kansas group, will play Madeline Dring's Trio for Flute, Oboe, and Piano. Other new music by Michael Tork and Carter Pan, plus George Gershwin and Florence Price, all coming up between 9 and noon on the Classical Morning Show. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Thank you.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Forecast calls for morning fog, otherwise partly sunny to sunny skies today, high temperature near 84 degrees. Weather Service says a few strong to severe thunderstorms possible late this evening and tonight. Could see damaging wind gusts and small hail. Be aware of that. Forecast for tonight, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows around 65. Tomorrow, 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms with highs near 74 degrees. In Lawrence, partly cloudy, 62 degrees. It is 9 minutes before 8 o'clock.
Sending out urgent messages to traveling employees on H-1B visas to get back to the U.S. immediately on concern the $100,000 would hit them too. Some employees demanded to be let off departing flights when messages from their employers hit their phones. Another point of confusion on Friday, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said the new fee for the visas would be annual, but Saturday the White House said no, it's a one-time thing. In Los Angeles, I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world, open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Also online all the time at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next on Morning Edition, latest news from NPR and KPR. It's 8 o'clock.
Highest possible international visibility for the latest incursion. On Friday, three Russian MiG-31 fighter jets entered Estonian airspace over the Gulf of Finland and remained there for 12 minutes before being escorted out by Finnish, Swedish, and Italian planes operating as part of NATO's new Eastern Sentry mission. But the head of the Estonian Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee, Marko Mikkelson, says he fears a Russian plane will have to be shot down by NATO jets before Moscow stops the provocative behavior.
We have to make sure that Russians will understand that this is not excluded.
NATO will hold a special meeting at Estonia's request on Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Helsinki.
On Wall Street and pre-market trading, Dow futures are lower. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A man is in custody after threatening to burn down an apartment building in Topeka Sunday afternoon. Witnesses told WIBW-TV the man poured gasoline on the steps inside the building on Northeast Wabash Avenue and threatened to set it on fire. Tenants evacuated the building before police went inside and arrested the man. The suspect faces charges of attempted aggravated arson. Kansas officials say rattlesnakes and other venomous snakes could be more visible at areas like lakes and state parks due to heavy rains and flooding this year. Daniel Caudill explains.
The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks says flooding can push some of the vipers out of their usual habitats. Most snakes in Kansas are non-venomous, and officials say snake bites are rarely fatal with proper treatment. Charlie Cope is a wildlife biologist with the department. He offered some advice for those who do get bit.
Don't cut it. You know, don't put a tourniquet around it, anything tight around it. You may want to wrap it lightly, cover it lightly, and if you can wash it off with soap and water, you want to call 911 the first thing.
The department also says those who get bit should stay calm to slow the spread of venom and avoid driving themselves if possible. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill in Wichita.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is trying to clear mud out of Tuttle Creek Lake near Manhattan to free up space for water storage. Over the decades, mud from upstream has swallowed half of the lake's storage capacity, yet the lake is critical to northeast Kansas communities in times of drought. Laura Totten is with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
This is really for the public and to try to maintain that water source for future generations. leave a legacy that's positive for our children and grandchildren.
Engineers are running a 10-day test of a new approach to lake dredging. They're using water jets to loosen mud on the lake bottom. They hope the mud will slide toward the dam and out its gates. The Kansas City Chiefs defeated the New York Giants last night, 22-9, for their first victory of the 2025 season. Greg Eklund has a wrap-up.
The Chiefs never trailed in the game, but didn't score their first touchdown until the third quarter. Wide receiver Tyquan Thornton caught a 5-yard scoring pass from quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Then Thornton caught a 33-yard pass to the Giants' 1-yard line and set up the game's final touchdown.
I mean, I knew what I could do, you know, and by this team taking a chance on me and Pat giving me the opportunity to go out there and make plays, you know, just proving myself right.
Thornton is in his fourth NFL season after the Chiefs picked him up from New England last year. The Chiefs will be back at Arrowhead Stadium next Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens. I'm Greg Eklund.
Royals got beat by the Blue Jays yesterday, 8-5. They're off today. Start a series in California against the Angels tomorrow night. Weather forecast for today, morning fog, otherwise partly sunny to sunny skies today with a high temperature near 84 degrees. A few strong to severe thunderstorms possible late this evening and tonight. Could see some damaging wind gusts and small hail. Do be aware of that. Forecast for tonight, 30% chance of precipitation, lows around 65. This is Morning Edition on KPR. It's 8:07.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Leila Faldes. To fight going forward from the administration. Will Sommer is a senior reporter at The Bulwark. Thank you for joining us and thank you for your insights.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws connects pets with new homes through adoption services, helping to ensure that every animal gets a second chance. More at prairiepaws.org.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for joining us. Coming up on Morning Edition, a Federal Trade Commission lawsuit against tech giant Amazon goes on trial today.
The FTC says Amazon tricked tens of millions of people into the recurring Prime membership and then made people jump through too many hoops to cancel subscriptions.
More details on this case and what to expect in the courtroom coming up in about 15 minutes. The best way to start the day is with a good breakfast. The best way for KPR to start our fall membership drive is with our Power Breakfast, Friday morning from 7 to 8:30, when your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar. There is no better way for you to make your pledge to KPR go further. Join us Friday morning, 7 to 8:30. Weather forecast from the National Weather Service says we should have some morning fog lingering till maybe even as late as 10. Otherwise today, partly sunny to sunny skies with a high temperature near 84. Things change a little bit tonight. A few strong to severe thunderstorms are possible late this evening and tonight. Damaging wind gusts and small hail will be the main hazards, the National Weather Service says. Forecast for tonight, otherwise 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows around 65. Tomorrow there's an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms. The storms will bring cooler temperatures, though, high tomorrow around 74 degrees. In Lawrence right now, sunny skies, 63. Topeka, sunny, 63. In Junction City, it's sunny and 64 degrees. The time is 8:21.
AJWS.org. Life in the hand of God,
so y'all better quit playing with God. This is NPR News.
Moments after Charlie Kirk was shot on a Utah campus, graphic videos of his killing spread widely online.
Social media rewards this kind of extreme content. People aren't just sharing it, they are making money off of it. They're gaining followers off of it.
I'm Elsa Chang. The emotional and political toll of exposure to violent imagery on All Things Considered from NPR News.
You can hear All Things Considered beginning at 3 o'clock this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. It's 8:30.
It's a nod toward the Palestinian Authority that governs the West Bank, though it's under Israeli occupation. A UN commission and Israeli human rights groups recently announced that Gaza is in a state of famine as a result of the Israeli military assault. Nearly 150 UN member states now recognize a Palestinian state. The Western allies say they hope their move will pressure Israel to end the bombardment of Gaza and negotiate a two-state solution. For NPR News, I'm Bruce Kahnweiser in New York.
President Trump addresses the UN General Assembly tomorrow. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speaks to the UN on Friday. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Demonstrators picketed outside Wichita's ABC affiliate on Sunday to protest the network's suspension of late-night talk show host Jimmy Kimmel. The affiliate, KAKE, carried the program but is not owned by ABC and was not involved in that decision. One of the protesters told KWCH the network caved into pressure from the government. Kimmel was suspended by ABC and its parent company, Disney, after pressure from the FCC following comments Kimmel made on air about the death of Charlie Kirk. Mud is swallowing Tuttle Creek Lake near Manhattan, so the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is testing underwater dredging. Celia Yopis-Jepson explains.
The Tuttle Dam was completed in 1962. Since then, mud from upstream has eaten up half of the lake's water storage capacity. That storage is critical to northeast Kansas cities for drought years. The Corps of Engineers is using water jets to loosen mud on the bottom of Tuttle Reservoir. This method has never been tried on a lake. Engineers hope the mud will slide along the lake bed and out of the dam's gates. They're conducting a 10-day pilot run and we'll test the method again next spring and summer. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
Kansas officials say people should watch out for rattlesnakes at outdoor areas like lakes and state parks. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks says some of the vipers may have been pushed out of their usual habitats this year due to flooding. Charlie Cope is a wildlife biologist with the department. He says people who encounter a rattlesnake should stay calm and avoid it.
The other side is that people want adrenaline rush. They want to get up and take pictures of it, etc. And so we tell people to be cautious.
Most snakes in Kansas are non-venomous, and officials say snake bites are rarely fatal with proper treatment. The department says anyone who gets bitten by a snake should call 911 or quickly get to a hospital, but avoid driving themselves. Weather Service says we can expect some lingering fog this morning, otherwise partly sunny to sunny skies with a high temperature this afternoon near 84 degrees. A few strong to severe thunderstorms are possible this evening and tonight. Could see damaging wind gusts and small hail. Overnight lows around 65 degrees. In Lawrence right now, partly cloudy, 65 at 8:34.
Support for NPR comes from the
hard to court Trump. And as this case shows, it hasn't always necessarily helped them.
That is NPR's Maria Aspen. Maria, thank you.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Still ahead, Tangier Island in Virginia is one of the last inhabited islands in the Chesapeake Bay. It's also under threat from rising sea levels. We'll hear what's being done about that in about 10 minutes on Morning Edition. Still a chance you could see some fog out there this morning. Otherwise, today will be partly sunny to sunny with a high temperature this afternoon near 84 degrees. Tonight, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. In fact, the National Weather Service says a few of the storms could be strong or even severe, damaging wind gusts and small hail possible. Overnight lows around 65. Tomorrow, there's an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms, but these storms are bringing in cooler temperatures. Highs tomorrow only around 74 degrees. In Lawrence right now, partly cloudy, 65 at 844.
Hi, I'm Mary Louise Kelly at NPR and this state.
This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up on the Classical Afternoon Show from noon to 3 today on KPR, a number of delightful classics are headed your way in the noon hour, such as a Puccini Caprice for Orchestra, a Villa-Lobos Piano Concerto, works by Bach, Joseph Suk, and more classical music. From noon to 3 on KPR, and if you're listening to KPR 2, stay tuned for BBC News throughout the day. Forecast for today, partly sunny to sunny skies with high temperatures near 84 degrees. Clouds move in tonight, bringing with them a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. National Weather Service says a few of the storms could be strong to severe, and we could see damaging wind gusts and small hail. Be aware of that. Tomorrow, there's an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Cooler, though. High temperatures tomorrow near 74. In Lawrence at the moment, partly cloudy 65. Topeka, sunny 65. It's 9 minutes before 9.
Really great luck in Key West. Of course, you still sort of risk hurricane season. And then, of course, there's a lot less pressure on things like snorkeling reefs and bird sanctuaries.
So just remember, where there's risk, there's also reward. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Leila Fadel.
Do you love public radio but hate the thought of selling your old car, truck, or motorcycle? Donate that vehicle to KPR. It'll be picked up and proceeds from its sale will fund our programs. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Thanks so much for joining us for Morning Edition on this Monday. Do stay tuned for the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia. That begins right after the newscast. If you're listening on KPR2, up next, it's the BBC News Hour. Hey, autumn begins today, 1:19 p.m., if you need to know the exact moment. Forecast for today, not exactly autumn-like, partly sunny to sunny with high temperatures near 84. Tonight, though, showers and thunderstorms. A few of them could be strong, do be aware of that. Lows overnight around 65. Tomorrow, 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms, but more autumn-like temperatures, highs tomorrow near 74 degrees. It's a minute after 9.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva.